This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that enjoys a nice game of hacky sack from time to time. In this episode, Rusty interviews Randy Bonner. Randy is organizing the Urban Carnival of the Arts, which will feature the work of graffiti artists, tattoo artists, piercers, photographers, breakdancers, alternative models, performance artists, glass blowers, clothing designers, and more.
Randy, tell me basically about the carnival here.
It's basically an event that we're trying to give support to artists that get overlooked by upscale galleries and things like that. We have graffiti artists, glass artists, some clothing designers, tattoo artists. We have a piercing artist in the show, and just trying to give them an outlet and have people come and view their artwork.
Excellent. So when someone shows up to the show, what can they expect when they walk in?
We're going to have art from all those different artists, but we're also going to have break dancers, belly dancers, and there's going to be some fire performers. And this weekend, over the weekend, we just booked the Terror Twins that have done some work down at Secret Room. Mm-hmm. And kind of what they do is they work with a designer that makes ironclad fetish wear. And nice. The girls get in these ironclad underwear and grind each other with power tools and make nice. Big sparks and everything. And it's
that sounds exciting.
Yeah, along with the fire performers and everything, it's just going to be an adult carnival of sorts.
So are y'all going to be taking IDs at the door, I'd imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be 18 to enter, 21 to drink. So
I see Sweetwater Brewery on here. What's that about?
They've sponsored us with a little bit of beer for the show.
Excellent.
We like to support the local brewery.
Yeah, it's tasty. The tour there is a whole lot of fun. What originally inspired you to create the show?
Well, I'm a glass artist, and I make glass pipes. And it's a struggle as an artist to do something like that where you don't get respected for your art form because it has some kind of stigma involved around it. About 4 years ago, I was making glass pendants and putting those on necklaces and selling those on tour at different shows. And the glass artist I was working with, his name was Evan, he's from Atlanta. After a while, he got tired of me making the beads, or buying the beads from him, and offered to give me some of his older, outdated equipment in exchange for lessons, and got me started on that.
So do you make decent money doing that?
I make enough to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I still have a full-time job on top of that, so.
Yeah. Sort of like us.
Yeah.
Podcast site. We don't make shit, so. So tell us about Steffi Langer.
Steffi does a thing called the Naughty Photo Booth, which is really interesting. She goes to different events and sets up this photo booth. It's a lot like the small photo booths mm-hmm. you see in the mall where, you get in with your girlfriend and you kiss on them and put in a couple quarters and a strip of four pictures comes out. Well, she's stepped it up and she's made it a big thing. She has like big room with like plush pillows and like nice couch to lay on, and it's enclosed, and she usually encourages the people to get a little more risque than they might be comfortable with in front of a camera otherwise, and a lot of times the result's pretty interesting.
So she might go turn around and sell the photos.
I don't think she's selling them right now. I think she has some of the prints on sale at the art show, mm-hmm. Some of the better pictures. It's more or less she's building a big collection of these images and seeing what comes out of them.
So that leads me into another question. Are a lot of the artists planning to sell their work here, or is it more just an exhibition?
It's an exhibition more to get people's name out there and have people appreciate and understand this art form. The pieces will be for sale, but it's also to bring us together as artists in a community. And I think there's a lot of networking that artists can do together. We've got some of the performers that are already talking about collaborating, and the show itself is a party for us artists to get together and meet each other and network and collaborate.
Now, I'm assuming the graffiti artists are going to have photographs of their work for the most part, rather than trying to haul something in.
Well, we actually have a photographer, Brooke Novak, that's going to be there.
Well, yeah, I've seen some of her work.
You've seen her work?
Good. Yeah. Yeah, she's sharp.
Yeah, she has probably the most extensive collection of graffiti art photographs of anybody in the city. And she's going to exhibition a lot of that work. And we're going to have some of the artists that she's photographed will have work up there. And they will have prepared works that they're bringing to the show, especially for the show.
Excellent. So what about God City Crew?
That's three artists from North Carolina that are coming down for the show. And they do large oil on canvas. And their theme is kind of hip-hop graffiti influence, but they use mixed media, you know, oils and stuff like that. And they have kind of a superhero comic book theme on some of their paintings. And it's really, you just have to come and see the work. And it's really huge canvas pieces. They're going to be pretty large. It'll be something worth coming out to see.
What kind of effort goes into organizing one of these shows?
I've been putting hours every day into this, trying to, and it's really difficult organizing as many artists as we've gotten, and
kind of like herding cats.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a good way to put it.
How did you come about Studio 980?
A friend of mine, Patrick from New Space Media, I've been going to a lot of his events for years, and I threw an event about 4 years ago that he came to and really enjoyed, and it was such a complete nightmare organizing that event because our venue got shut down the week before and we had to move to another, or the night before, excuse me, and we had to move to a new venue within 12 hours. And we moved to the new venue and then we realized that we had posted the wrong directions at the old venue to get to the new venue. So we had to go back and put out a new set of directions, and it was just, it was a complete mess, it was a complete nightmare, but we still managed to get a good turnout, and it was a pretty obscure location, so I was satisfied with the turnout we had at that.
So Studio 980 is close to the King Plow building, right?
Yeah, it's near Puritan Mill.
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty close to there anyway. What kind of turnout are you expecting for this show?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'd love to see a big crowd. It's kind of a small venue, though, and I want to kind of keep it, what's the word I'm looking for?
Intimate?
It's a small, intimate venue. You know, I want to try and get a good crowd, of course, but at the same time, it's small enough where people can sit down, and we're going to have probably have some sushi or some kind of finger foods on.
Excellent.
At the show.
So it starts at 6 p.m., but how long do you expect it to last?
Well, there's going to be some DJs from Dumpster Dive Records. They're going to come out, and they're going to play for about 3 hours, and the performance artists that we have will be performing during their sets. And after the performance artists are through, Granola Funk Express is going to take the stage at about 9.
Okay. So I guess probably around when they finish up or when the booze is done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whenever.
when the booze goes away. So fire. Circus Morpheus, they deal a lot with fire. How are they going to perform inside the building? Is the studio cool with that, or are they going to do it out in the parking lot? Or
I think they've actually performed at this venue before, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's a big warehouse. Mm-hmm. It's got tall ceilings, and it's all concrete, so there's not really a fire hazard
dropped,
there.
The whole thing isn't going to blow up.
Yeah.
That would be what I
Hopefully
would worry
not.
About. Okay. What else is going to be there that's sort of participatory, where people can sort of get involved in it, sort of like the Naughty Photo booth?
We're going to have dry erase boards and stuff like that up and leave markers out and just let people speak their mind. This is really a free speech event for the artist, and, you know, we want to give even our patrons a voice to say what they want to say.
All right, who else have we got here? We have got clothing designer, Homezone.
Homezone is a girl from North Carolina. She does a lot of patchwork clothing, and it's all hand-stitch clothing she puts a lot of time into. It's kind of like in the jam band scene. A lot of the clothes that are on lot, you know, that's another art form I think doesn't get respect. People put a lot of work into those clothes, and yeah.
All right, who else have we got here? Max Brand, who's a piercer. What about Max Brand?
Max Brand is not actually going to make it to the show. He's going to be at a convention in Florida, but He's still going to display some of his work. He does what he calls play piercings, which are temporary piercings that he puts anywhere from 70 to 100 piercings in like people's, you know, skin on their back, and takes these photographs, and they're really beautiful photographs, and we just thought that he would be a great artist for this show.
Tim Baxley.
Tim Baxley, he works at a tattoo shop, or runs his own tattoo shop, excuse me, down in East Point, called Southside Tattoo, and he's actually throwing an event on the 20th. I can't remember the name of the venue, but if you go to southsidetattoo.net, you can find out more information about his event.
Cool. What kind of feedback have you gotten from, say, the MySpace group or Urban Carnival?
The group's gotten pretty huge. We've had it up for about a month and a half now, and it's already gotten close to 300 members in the group. And we had a lot of artists that were interested but didn't have works prepared for the show. And I was really disappointed. I wanted to have 30, 40 artists involved in the show. And I'm really satisfied with the 10 or 15 that we have. They're really talented people. But I encourage other artists that are going through the same struggles and living inside the city to come and check out this and, you know, be in an environment where their artwork is respected and understood.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
Granola Funk Express is going to be the headliner, and they're kind of, they play hip-hop. There's going to be a few MCs, and their rhymes are a little different. You know, they don't sing about rims on their 20s or, you know, their jewelry or any of this kind of stuff, but they're singing about growing food and living your life and
all that
growing
shit.
Food and living life, you know, hippie stuff. It's more hippie hip-hop is, you know, hippie what hip-hop. Some people like to call it, but you know, Granola Funk Express kind of says it all. But yeah, it's Urban Carnival of the Arts. The headliner's Granola Funk Express. It's on January 27th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Venue is Studio 980. It's kind of a hard place to find, but if you go to studio980.com, there's directions on there, or you can go to MySpace groups and search Urban Carnival. And it's $28 to get in the show, but this is a catered event. There's going to be a free open bar and free organic vegan foods.
All right. Well, thanks, Randy.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
Interested in podcasting? Want to mingle with other podcasters or learn how to get started yourself? Then mark your calendar for PodCamp Atlanta, happening March 16th through 18th at Emory University. For more information and to add yourself to the registration list, visit podcampatlanta.com. And by the way, it's free.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.